We are back here on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Time to talk Laverne Wolverine boys basketball. And Chris Chambers joins us now by phone this morning. And, Coach, a tough two-point loss last night on the road at Siegel. And those games that have been won, you've won pretty handily. And those games that some of those district games you've lost have been very close and kind of makes you pull your hair out maybe at times. I don't know. A tough one on the road.
It bothers you. It definitely bothers you. You play those tough games early in the year to prep you basically for these teams that we have in our district. Such a tough district, as everybody knows. We've had some really good games here as far as wins. We've really had some really tough losses. So, you know, at the same time, they still have to be looked at as learning experiences. Because I told them, no matter how you finish up, everybody still has the same opportunity to come next week.
Yeah. Well, that's the big thing, you know. No matter what happened during the regular season, basketball is one of those sports that you just kind of get to wipe the slate clean and start over brand new here, and that's going to happen in the district tournament. Siegel last night on the road playing the number two team, and you have to feel pretty good about the way your guys played right to the very end. I think I got a score of 67-62 toward the end. Kind of tell us how those last few minutes played out.
We had a couple opportunities to get the game within one and maybe even tie it up. We missed several foul shots right there at the end. I do felt like they played for four quarters. They stayed intense and they stayed alert. And that's the way you have to play against a Siegel and Blackman as well. You know, we talked about that before. But watching our guys go into their place, which is a tough place to play at, and, you know, just compete for four quarters, it definitely made me feel good as a coach. You know, just feeling like that may have been that game that just really prepped us and got us set for what we have to look forward to next week.
Well, Siegel brings a lot of speed and athleticism. I guess you get that with Blackman, and you've got that yourself. You know, and I talked to Coach Lonnie Drayton a few minutes ago, who you get to play on Thursday night to open up the district tournament. And this is a district where you've got senior-laden teams that have got lots of experience. But those younger teams, are, you know, that like his squad, they're kind of a tough out as well. So you've got kind of a balanced league in terms of senior teams and then teams that are kind of growing up in this district, which is a hard thing to do. At least you're on the other side of that.
Well, yeah, I definitely feel that we are on the other side, but it's definitely a scary situation to play those teams like Riverdale and Smyrna, of course, who we have next week. They're a scary team, and, you know, it's just one of the things where you're worried because, you know, we played them twice, and both times they played pretty solid basketball, but I know they hadn't played as well as they're capable of playing, which I saw them early in the year, and they did play very well. So it's just one of them games where you're nervous because you know they could get it going against you. You know, they got several what I call big-time players on there that I feel like at any time could hurt you. So you got to try your best to just keep them rattled, keep pressure on them, and play them to the best you can, especially going into their place. Even though it's a district game, it is a home game for them as well.
Well, you have to look at that, and you're playing your big rival and all of those things. And, you know, and it's an elimination game because number one and number two get the bye to the second round of the semifinals. But you got to play your way in it, and it starts Thursday night.
And that's absolutely correct. You know, 3 years in and 3 years of we've had to get in there and fight and – and we expect the same thing on this third year. We know Smyrna's not gonna, they're not gonna lay down for us. They're gonna fight us to the end. They're looking at it the same way we're looking at it. You know, if we don't come out there and compete the way we can Thursday night, it could be our last night of basketball for this year.
You know, I'm also in conversation, it's been, you know, this, I mentioned that it's a tough district to kind of play in this year, and a lot's been made about girls basketball and three nationally ranked teams and three ranked in the state and all, but on the boys' side of things, it doesn't get much easier because you've got yourself and Blackman and Siegel all right there. And I know you've gotten a few votes in the statewide poll as well. And, you know, it's very, very competitive in boys' basketball. And for those who think 7AAA is kind of a girls' league this year, they haven't watched enough boys' basketball to say that.
I most definitely agree with that. We've definitely had the opportunity to play in a lot of tough basketball games. So if that's the impression that's out there, I definitely agree. They hadn't been able to sit down and watch enough basketball.
We're talking to Chris Chambers about Laverne Wolverine basketball here this morning on the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Coming into last night's game with Siegel, you'd won three in a row, Riverdale, Smyrna, and Oakland. And I tell you, it's one of those things you kind of get on a streak, kind of on a roll, and that's kind of what you want to do going into tournament play. How do you feel your guys are playing right now as we go into the district tournament?
Well, I feel like these last four games have been tough competitive games. We definitely play well at home. I told them the only opportunity we may even get to look at home again would have to be a sub-state game. So it's a long road from here, but at the same time, I'm very pleased, and especially after last night's game against Siegel, which is a really tough ball club. And like I said, it's no disrespect to any other teams, but it's just 1 and 2 seed, just those two teams. You know, if you get that opportunity to play one of those teams, second round, and maybe even a championship game of the district, then you've done a good thing. So we're just gonna stay competitive and just keep pushing like we have been. And at this point in time, I would say I'm very pleased with how our basketball team is playing.
Well, who's playing well for you right now? Kind of talk about some of the players and how they're doing for you.
We've been so balanced this year, and that's really been a good thing for us. We do have our point guard, who's our rock. You know, just being honest, when Johns is playing good, our team clicks. You know, and he's been huge for us, along with Isaiah Reese, you know, who's been playing really good basketball. Last night against Siegel, he had 24 points, 10 rebounds, and 8 assists. You know, a really solid game, So, you know, those two guys, along with, you know, J.J. Horner, of course, DeLorean Sparks, we've had a couple guys come off the bench. So we've been able to play 9 or 10 guys and hadn't had much of an energy drop off, you know. So that's a really good thing.
A lot of teams look at bench play. You see Blackman and Siegel, they've got a lot of kids that can come in off the bench and give you solid minutes. Who would you consider your best bench players that come in?
Well, the first guy I would have to name would be a guy we call Vegas. His name is Antonio Cohort. He's from Las Vegas. This is his second year with us. He's a really good defender. He brings that spark off the bench. We're able to put him on most of the time the most athletic guard on the team, and he provides good pressure for us and does a really good job. We also bring in Kalen Fuller, who played football for us this year. This is his first year out on the basketball team, just bringing us energy, another solid body to go to. So those two guys has definitely been a spark for us coming off.
Chris, this season has been, I would say, a rewarding season coming off of what you had last year. Going in, did you really know what to expect with this group? I know you had a good core, obviously, coming back.
We had a good core, and we also had a scary summer. Well, we went to camp this summer, we were a little nervous. We knew we were small, but at the same time, you know, it was that stage where you was trying to find what you were going to be working with this year. We got a taste of it. We got quite a few guys back from last year, but we had some big bodies that we lost. So we knew we were going to be playing a smaller type of basketball. So we got in there and we just worked at it early in the year. And as the preseason started, we started seeing the potential that we could be a really good basketball team. And we still harp on that. We still look at ourselves now and say we still hadn't peaked. And it is late. And at this time, you want to be at that stage where you feel like you you're playing the best basketball that you could possibly play, but we feel like we can play even a little better. But we are very happy as a coaching staff with how our basketball team has performed this year.
Well, so now you go into this district tournament, you feel like you could play better. What do you talk about in this week leading up in these practices and these days leading up to your game with Smyrna? Because I know that's the only thing you're focused on right now. But going into tournament play, what do you tell these kids?
Just to fight. We got to fight. We got to go out there and approach Smyrna like they're a team that has won every game in the district. Because it's, you know, a lot of times you can look at Smyrna and say, well, we got to cater more towards the big guy inside. But I just feel like Smyrna is really one of those teams that can get it going outside and inside. So you got to play them straight up. You just have to get your mind prepared and just go in there and take these next few practices and just prepare yourself for this tough basketball game on Thursday night.
Well, obviously you don't have to do a lot to get your guys psyched up about playing your biggest rival.
That's definitely true. The kids are definitely talking. I think our fans do more talking than the actual players do. So that's one of the problems that we have.
Well, it's a good thing, you know. But it's going to be an exciting district atmosphere to have everybody playing in one gym. I know you'd rather play it at your place, but you know, it's district tournament's a special thing, and to have all the teams in Rutherford County playing in one gym. It you know, the last several years that everybody's been together, it's just really a really neat tournament atmosphere.
Yeah, it's some amazing basketball, and you just gotta hope that you're one of those teams that's playing, you know, night two and night three, you know, and that's the big thing, you know. It's exciting to be in that first round, but you know how important and how tough that first game is. But once you get through that, then some of that pressure comes off of you.
Well, Chris, best of luck to you. We'll see you on Thursday night, and we'll broadcast the game, obviously, and hopefully have more conversation with you down the road.
All right. I sure appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Chris Chambers joining us, Laverne boys basketball coach here on the Prentice-Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. We'll take a break and come back and have much more as we continue.